We're in the days over here before Yom Kippur, and we're looking to get a clarity, to define what exactly is our avodah. What are we supposed to do? We're all looking for that. There's an interesting zach. The ikar avodah of Yom Kippur was that the Kohen Gadol went in to the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he was mischapa for Klal Yisrael. And all the nisim that happened, the red turned white. And that brought about a kapara for Klal Yisrael. What's the inyan in that? What happened then? And what does it have to do with us? So it's brought down in this form, all over, that the pshat is, the Kohen Gadol, who was the shliach of Klal Yisrael, who represented Klal Yisrael, when he went into the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he met up with the Shechina HaKadosha, the Mokum of the Shechina, the Mokum with his contact with the Shechina itself, at the source, without any mechitzas, without any interruptions, so there's no Mokum for a chet b'chal. It's together, we have an union of, in Taharis, Mechubal the Torah. Somebody is Mechubal to something Torah. Your Torah. It's like going into a mikvah. When does the absolute Hizdapkus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's no Chalais of Chet, there's no Chalais of Pagam. So there was one time a year where Klal Yisrael was given the opportunity to be Mizdabek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kivayochel, without any Mechitzes, without any taruvis, and b'mokum with is a contact with the Shechina himself, there's no mokum for chet. That's where the kapara comes from. The kapara comes from the etzem contact with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The musik of b'mischaber to the tahara itself, b'mischaber to absolute kedusha. In that mokum, there's no mokum for a chet b'chal, there's no mokum for a pgam. And all the pgamim and all the chatorim are wiped away. Mitzad the etzem ischaber to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was the avodah of Yom Kippur. And this contact on the high level of his Dafkus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was an opportunity that only came once a year, only in the base Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Shechina was Sheira, Alei Adomo is the place where the Shechina is Sheira. And that gewaldig contact is the opportunity that Yom Kippur brings with it. That's the avodah of the Kohen Gadol, base Kodesh HaKadoshim, Yom Kippur. And the Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what brings Tshuva, is what brings Kapara, is what brings Slicha, is what brings Tahara. Fnei Hashem Titoru. That's Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol, in order to get ready for that, 7 days beforehand, Mafrishim Kohen Gadol, they were Mafrishim. What were they Mafrishim? They're Mafrishim from Olam Hazeh. They got him ready for that, for the meeting, the critical meeting of the year, the critical meeting of a lifetime. The meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the contact of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get ready for that meeting, Mafrish and Eser Kohen Gadol 7 days beforehand to get him ready for that meeting. What did he do? He was menatek himself from all the Meshagasim, from all Elam Hazeh, from all Gashmias, to prepare himself for the contact, for the Hizdapkus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Today we don't have a Kodesh HaKadoshim, and we don't have Kohen Gadol and Nebuch, we don't have Beis HaMikdash. So what do we have then? Nefesh HaChaim writes that every Yid carries within himself a base Kodesh HaKadoshim in his heart. Deep, 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 covered over by a lot of mechitzes and by a lot of avoinis and by a lot of machshavas rois. Deep inside a person, the Mishkan Halev, says Nefesh HaChaim, brings down from the Zohar HaKadosh, that's the emes of Kodesh HaKadoshim. Every person carries within himself a nekuda of the Shechina HaKadosha with the purity that was in the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. With that level of purity. So today we don't have a Kohen Gadol to go for us, but we have ourselves. And today the avodah of Yom Kippur is for a person to meet up with that nekuda of the base kodesh hakadoshim that every person has within himself. Shir amalos miyamakim krosich Hashem, the inyan that we say, nusach sar beos, that we say, I don't know if they say it in the Ashkenaz in most places, but Nusuf Sa, they say, Shemazim Amakim Stakonav Zarizal, To be mamakim is going on the depth of a person from inside himself. That deep, 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 deep inside of you is your own private Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Shekhinah Yeshayra there. And it's the same Shekhinah that the Kohen Gadol went into. It says in the Zohar, Parshas Achim, where it says, V'lohaya ish v'kodesh v'lohaya ish b'voya v'kodesh at seisoy. So they ask Akasha, what do you mean there was nobody there? He was there. What do you mean v'lohaya ish? There was nobody there. The Kohen Gadol himself was there. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that when he went into the base Kodesh HaKadoshim, he wasn't an ish, he was a malach. He lost his din of ish. Is the pshat is that every person has that bechina inside him of bevoy b'kodesh atzeisoy, that when we have this yearly meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the meeting with Tahara, the meeting with Kedusha, unadulterated, the etzem chibur to it, even for a second, even for a minute, purifies us. That's our mikveh. Ashreichem Yisrael, Mimitar Eschem, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. What's the Mikveh Yisrael Hashem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Mikveh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Mitar. Ashreichem Yisrael, that we have a Mikveh to go to. We have where to go to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, that's the Simcha of Yom Kippur. The Simcha of Yom Kippur is that we have where to go, we Mitar ourselves. The Mitar ourselves is the Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the attachment. And deep inside of us, every one of us has this Kodesh HaKadoshim inside of us. It's the Mitzias. We don't feel it, Nebuch, because it's Mima Makim. It's very, 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 very deep. It's covered over by a lot. It's very deep. It's brought down Chazal. It's 10 levels. By now already, it's 10,000. We say there as time goes on. It's covered over. It's very deep. But each person has inside him a Kodesh Kedoshim, and each person has Hashroah Shechin inside of him, and each person has the Yechelis, and each person is a Kohen Gadol, and each person has the Avoida of Alfei Hashem to Toru to come to contact with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But for that, you need an Achotner. The Kohen Gadol needed 7 days. We need 70. But we don't have 70 days left. We only have 7 days left. We only have 6 days left. Of Mafishan Kohen Gadol, there's an Avoida every year. But since we don't have the Kohen Gadol to do the Avoida for us, and we don't have a physical base Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the Metzias of Yom Kippur doesn't change, by the way. The Metzias of Yom Kippur, the Fimei Hashem Tetoru, doesn't change because there's no base HaMikdash. Just a Shver Avoida. It's an Avoida that we have to do ourselves. It's Mima Makim. We have to dig deep into ourselves to go find where our base Kodesh HaKadoshim is. Where is there an Nekuda inside us that's Meshubur HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any if, ands, and buts? And it's that Nekuda when a person separates. For that, you have to separate yourself from X. You have to separate yourself from Y. Because if you're mechubur to this, you're not mechubur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're mechubur to that Meshagas. You're not mechubur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're mechubur to that. You're not mechubur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A mafishin Kohen Gadol means that the Kohen Gadol had 7 days to disattach himself from everything else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he peeled away all the layers, this not, that not, that not, that not, so what you left with is you left with the Kodesh HaKadosh. You left with the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. That was the inyan of mafishin Kohen Gadol. Our Avoida in these days, since we are the Kohen Gadol, we don't have a shlich anymore. There's no shlich. We're only left with us ourselves, but we still have a Kodesh HaKadoshim. Is the Avoida of these days is Mafishin Kohen Gadol. You're the Kohen Gadol. You're the Kohen Gadol. And Mafishin Kohen Gadol is the Avoida of these days to disconnect ourselves from all the things that we live with the whole year, all the Mishagasim that we live with the whole year. A person says, I'm a phony. And nobody wants to do it. What am I, a phony? I'm two-faced. The whole year I do this, the whole day I do that. What's the meaning of that? It's brought down in Halacha, by the way, right? That there's an Indian that the whole year a person needs this type of pass, he should be machmir dafkan pass Yisrael during the, what's the Chazal, the Shulchan Aruch teaching a person to be a phony? What's the Indian of that? The Indian of that is, what do you mean? There's a Musik of Lefnei Hashem Tutor. You're meeting up with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You sent your suit to the cleaners. You polished your shoes. You took a haircut. So the pshat is part of the hachon is you'll be preparing a shop to get ready to cleanse ourselves, to separate ourselves from the meeting of a fashion Torah is not every day. It's only once a year. And that once a year when we meet up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Shekhinah inside of us, that opportunity only comes now. Is if we're not going to disconnect ourselves from everything, so we're not going to meet up with that Nekuda. But we have an opportunity over here. The opportunity of meeting up with Nekuda requires a Gevaldik Avoid of Tahara and a Gevaldik Avoid of Kedusha, but the meeting takes place. Or the Yechelus for the meeting takes place. That's the Metzias of Yom Kippur. There's an Akuda which is directly connected to us as Bnei Torah. We're going to say in Haftarah tomorrow, Ku Yimochem Dvorim, the Shuvah Hashem. What's Dvorim? Which Dvorim? Dvorim is Torah. The Gemara says in Saita that Aveira Mechabe Mitzvah, Aveira is not Mechabe Torah. Aveira could extinguish a mitzvah. A person does a mitzvah, gives him a certain darga, gives him a certain Aliyah, gives him a certain connection, and Avera can wipe that out. Torah can't wipe out. And the reason is because the Darga of Torah is this Darga of connection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the highest level of connection, the Darg of Torah is a Darg of Kedusha, Darg of Tahara, which an Avera can't touch. An Avera can't make a Pagam. It's the Darg of Yom Kippur. And that's why an Avera can't, that's a Chuy Machum Dvam Veshuv El Hashem. If a person wants to get to this Darg of the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the connection to the Shechina, which is Mitar, the connection to the Shechina, the level where there's no Chet, the level where there's no Pagam, that's from Chuy Machum Dvam, that's from Torah. Torah has that segul in it. Torah carries within it that level of ischabrus takodesh brochu, the level of tahara where chet has no makom. But I must speak out that the highest level of tshuva comes through Torah, and the reason is, on a practical level, that since Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Torah, so when a person wants to do tshuva and a person wants to recreate himself and mechadesh himself, the koyach of ischachus, the koyach of binyan, the koyach of creating yesh me'ayin is through Torah. Torah is the koyach of the bria. And when a person comes to create himself anew, and a person comes to recreate himself anew, that's from the nekuda of Torah. And the oimik is what I'm telling you. The oimik of the pshat is because when a person is attaching himself to Torah, he's attaching himself to the level of the Shechina with his nochet. He's attaching himself to that mikveh Yisrael Hashem. He's attaching himself to the tahara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which wipes away a chet. That's the pshat kuhi mochem dvarim. Torah is Hashem to mimim meshivas nafesh. Torah is Hashem is meshiv the neshama. Because Torah is Hashem carries within it that is chabrus takodesh baruch hu, which is the mikveh Yisrael Hashem, which is the tower that it gives a person to do. And that's taka the koyach of the bria in the world, the koyach to recreate a person himself. A lot of people ask me many times, it's a question that it's a legitimate question that if it's taka true, so why is it that a person learns, and he doesn't see any change? Nothing happened. So one teretz is that you don't want to change, so why should it change? Teretz is not going to work by koch. It doesn't work by force. You don't want. You're happy the way you are. So, on a deeper level, the emes is that Torah and limud haTorah and attachment to Torah carries with it the koyach of kuli machum dvar v'shuv v'al Hashem. It carries with it the bechina of Kodesh HaKadoshim. It carries with it this bechina of Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. It carries with it the bechina of Aver Mechab Mitzvah and Mechab HaSatayr. The pshat is that a person has to be attached to it. And it means that an involvement, like going into a mikveh. Going into a mikveh, if you have your hair sticking out, or you just leave one finger out, right? Doesn't help. You paid for the mikveh. You took your towel, you took a shower, you went in, you put your foot in to see if it was hot, to see if it was cold. You went one step, two step, went, tame. Right? What happened? Because you didn't go to the mikveh. Sefer Chinuch says that the reason why a mikveh is mitar of somebody, what's the inyan of mikveh mitar of somebody? So it says in Sefer Chinuch that the pshat is because when a person goes under the water, it's like you're going back to the bria before the world was created. There was no bria b'chal. The inyan of mikveh, that when a person is going into the mikveh, you're making his batlus completely, that you're completely disappearing. There's no bria, you don't exist. You're under the water like the world was before bria zayel, and then you come out, you start from scratch again. That's the inyan of being misbatl yourself completely, you disappear. And the inyan of the mikveh, the tahara, the conscience of the mikveh is when a person misbatl himself in ganzen. But if mikveh is all Hashem, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our mikveh, and the mikveh is the kuli mochem dvorim, so there's halachas, how to go to mikveh. Take a shower. You have to pay. You have to go in. You have to go in completely. You have to go in under the water. Disappear. Until a person does that, you can't come along and say, I tried and it didn't go. A person has to understand that the Kui Mochum Dvar V'Shuv El Hashem is the Bechin of Mikveh Yisrael Ashrechem Yisrael. And there's a guarantee over here that anybody who will go into the Mikveh of Torah completely, with all your koichas, with all your energy, with all your time, with all your retainers, with all your shifas, not half, not agav when I have time, when I want to, especially in these days. I'm not even talking about the rest of the year. We'll talk about that after the Sukkot, Mr. Hashem. We'll talk about now. Now, there's a few days left of Yom Kippur, and Chazal are telling us that this is we don't have a Kohen Gadol. We don't have anything. We're alone. We're Yisraelim. But we have Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a Tata in Shemayim who promises us that he'll be Mechaper on us. And we have a lot to be Mechaper on us. And we need a Kapor, we need a Tahara. Is Kuli Machem Dvarim. Throw yourself in, what are you supposed to do? what should we do? Throw yourself into the mikvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be mizdabek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The derech for us to be mizdabek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chuyim lachem dorim with Torah. And you should know. If we throw ourselves into it with a complete hisbatlus, with hisbatlus, as if we don't exist, we're bottled to the Torah, we're bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll be zoicha to come in Kippur l'fnei Hashem, we'll be zoicha to go arayin in the base kotcher HaKadoshim of ourselves, to be mizgalit, and we'll be zoicha for the tahara that Yom Kippur brings. There's an opportunity over here. Every year that goes by and we miss it, so it's another year, it's an opportunity that's missed. When I'm talking about, I'm not talking about Musa, and I'm not saying Hisoiris. I'm talking about Mitzias. This is the Mitzias. If we'll be zeichet to do this, and we'll take the opportunity that we have, to take the days that are left, to throw ourselves into this mikvah called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into this mikvah called Torah, Torah Hashem Tivim Meshivas Nafesh, we'll be zeichet to walk into the Kachar HaKadosh, everybody will feel it. We'll be zeichet to have his Galas HaShchina, and we'll be zeichet to the Tahara that comes with it. These opportunities, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says here, I'm here, take it. Forget about everything that was before, forget about everything that was afterwards. A person will come out of this with a new hischatus, with a new bria, with a new brand, with a new mitzias. And avada, everybody will take the opportunity. And every amount that you take the opportunity, as long as it's complete, as long as it's emes, as long as it's with a shleimus, will be zoichim mirtz Hashem, tzegmachasim b'toyv, and a good gemenz job.